Shir Gimel and Basar Chalav by the Rosh Hashiva Chaf Beis Tammuz Hetavshim Mem Zayin, July 19, 1987, and Sunday continued.
But it's cooked in the same pot in which milk was cooked. And now we fall in the same slice. So according to Rambam, the owner is Chayav Malkut. It's a simple way.
They're Chayav Malkut. So we're
in the same
Rambam, there is no Chayav Malkut. It's Mr. Raisa.
If I'm collecting for advice, then I'm allowed to take money from such person.
What?
If I'm collecting because I'm
because if a person made money to a Nisa, so you're not allowed to take his money for such a passage.
But when the Tosfos,
that's serious, the
Nevela is, if we don't go like Rava, so then Nevela is, if we say, according to Tosfos and the Beis Halevi there, yeah. So then even if they mix Nevela with
Nevela.
Right.
But not if you use kosher Nisa, as I said, right. It's much better to use Nevela rather than Kraken, Nevela, rather than kosher. It's much better. Well, I mean, some may be strong, but it's a refuge. I mean, there is a very easy alternative. You have to have separate parts for the issue from others. I mean, who will mind? I don't think that anyone is interested in cooking meat with milk. Who is interested in that? Who is interested?
But to serve. To serve them milk, in other words, not their official, that would be okay.
That's okay. That's okay. It's in the long way. That's okay. 100%. 100%. Let's say to serve Chazer in nursing home is also sir, because even though Chazer is in the long way, but I mean Chazer is born, but there is an Isar of Schere, born as a new in Talmud. But that's an Isar lesson. I mean, the Mishnah discusses.
Can such an owner hire an offer to be
what?
Completely in charge?
Who'll get a profit? The Nochri will get all the profits, and the Jewish owner will just get a salary, you know, or the Nochri will get a nice salary, and the bulk of the profits the Jew will get.
I'm not going to get all
the profits in a nursing home are not figured on the food. The food is a liability. They're figured on the bed.
How do you lower the liability?
It's a good check.
But it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It doesn't come from the knowledge.
My interest is purely.
So what's
my interest is purely loaded anyway.
If the owner will rent the kitchen to a guy. We'll rent out the kitchen to a guy for a fixed fee, and the guy will buy the food and sell it back, and he'll keep the profits. The guy. We'll define it in such a way that the guy is making a profit.
The car empowerment.
He's like a
second. You're empowerment. So, you rent out an original, and you get a certain amount of regardless. How much the lessee makes, whether he makes million dollars or loses million dollars, you get that rent. Then there is no reason.
You're just renting the kitchen. It's like a franchise.
Rent the out the house to someone, and then let's say you rent out to the Jew the house, and the Jew does all kinds of good muscle. So, Chol Shabbos eats chazar in the house. You rent the house. And even if he's got a hollow in the house, so you have a lawyer from the easy to cross the hollow. He pays you a certain rental regardless. What kind of means are today?
What's pshat that in the Rambam, the good and the flaw?
Oh, now I'm coming to it. Now I'm coming to it. So, what is the pshat in the Rambam? chat in the comments, discussion in the common meetings, what kind of building is this? Who is Halach head of Kandisa Pastor? Who is Halach as a building can close one? When the Torah uses the Rosh Yehal, Sehal, Sehal, here the Torah doesn't use the Rosh, doesn't use the Rosh of Yehal, Sehal. The answer is, because now let's see the Rosh Narabah Mishikam
Mitzvah could be walked, he's the only one who was the Chol.
ואומרי לי סיבה של פי לחלבים ומי שבשביל ליקי אחר פי של לוח מי שיפגוי לביתים מסנתם זה ניצר וזה תימן שצד עליו כי זה רם ומאחר בסנחות שברם במאז סיפור יש פרסון קשה גנס פיסר Why does a man see a separate love for Pisho and a separate love for Achimé? Because they're separate love. So you should mention three love. So you should mention Mitzekut Pidol Pizzeroni Mubashe Mosnachol, Mitzekut Pizayin Zeroni Mubashe Mosnachol, and Mitzekut Pichayas, you should mention Zeroni Mulemis Mosnachol. It's a good question. But the Rambam only mentions two love. So he says, so he has this question. Well, the Maksha Shemitsha Yema Reitze Bola Mamisa Isa Achilose Vishpil Shemitsa Do we see me Isa Anose Isa Vnatsma Yeda Maksha Ki Isa Anoye Mol Mese Mitsa Vnatsma Iti Shiki Be Achille Yenecho Ka Achille Nini Nini Anoye Be Omri Dova Shilu Yecha Omnom Chudini Nini Nini Anoye והכבונה של ים בעילוי באחיל את אלוהי איזלוסי והוא אומרי כמו כן שנאמר הוא יצא כולו יקחה איך הוא יצא אחיל את איך הוא יצא נוי במשמע השליף את הכוסף כי דרך שפור את החבודי שבי אבו הכוסף הלכת נתאמר יש כהם אמרי והוא אומרי להגיע אשר משורך את נמר באחור ובזה אשר יש לגבול ומי יצא אחיל את הנוי שני מצוות ביו מונינו שתי מיצר ובסלחולות הוי רוק וכן לחומת ובאורל והקרן שהיא את החולך ומיו שתי מיצר ומיסר המוי מיצר לפני עצמי ומצד שנות המיו ולימון הזו הסלב שבו מחלוס לבד ובכלל זה מיסר המוי שאנחנו מוקים יקר ובסלחולות So, במישה ביקן שאל אחס לבד והיא תהיה שלימה שלימה אחת שמיסר הנויה יגיע מיסר אחילה לאיזה טובו לצורך הקוסו אליו ובוסו בחולו לסר הנושא כמו שיאמרו כי תשובה זה שהוא צחק אני רוצה שהוא קוסף ויסייך ממנו שממנו יסו האחילה והנויה לפי חוק הוא צחק לא בכל בסרנו הוא בא וכבו זכר והסיבו שבעבורו מקוסף אחילה זה בוסו בחולו שכל מה שמיסר אחילה מחייב שמיינו בקרימי אומנם פוסח פי ובולה מניסה ואוכל מה שמיסחו פרמי פותח חוץ מבוסח וחולות שהוא חייב על החלוסת ואתה לא יהיה So first the Rambam said that the reason is why בוסח וחולות is also not made because of the Rambam is Allah Then he asks if he is the general Allah of Rambam כל מוקים של המלוי חלוסי חלוסי איך הוא צריך ללכת על יסוד ממש מה Why do we tell him to mention two love and two sebashel, three love and two sebashel, chav l'bishel, chav l'achil, chav l'amoy, let the Torah just mention twice, not three times, let the Torah just mention his sebashel, in Mishpotim and Mishisa, and not in the third time. So, because if it is mentioned, one of the Gabi Achil is a melee, the Yisra'el, the enemy is from it. So the Rambam gives it very good terrors, he says, If the Torah had mentioned the love of the Sivashel twice, so then there wouldn't be, I wouldn't know any Sarabi. Because the Babu's Halacha only says that Kolmokim Shinema Leyecha Leyseicha Leyseicha Leyecha Leyseicha Leyecha Leyseicha Leyecha 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 The Torah says Leyseivashel So in Mele, the Torah had mentioned the love of the Sivashim twice, so I would know Bishol and Achille, Hanoi I wouldn't know. There is the Babu's Halacha only when the Torah uses the Loshon L'Seicha. But here the Torah doesn't mention the Loshon L'Seicha. The Torah mentions the Loshon L'Sivashim. So we doesn't say, come up in Shnema L'Sivashim, Echo Zitzar Achille, Asim L'Sivashim, come up in Shnema L'Eicha. But you have the fact that the Torah mentioned three times we say Vashe, why do you don't mention three times? There is not an extra letter in the Torah. So why did the Torah mention the same law in the same way three times? The answer is, one to advise us that that Bishli Dosav, one to advise the Nachrim Dosav, and one to advise us that even though the Yitzhak Achila is not formulated in terms of the Eichel Sechal, but the same aloha of the Yitzhak Achila involving the Yitzhak Anoye applies to us all. So as a result of the three times Lissipasheo, we consider the Lissipasheo of Achille as seeing it had been formulated in terms of Achille. So Mele, the Yisra Anoye and Yisra. But the Yisra Anoye is evidence of Yisra Achille. It's not an independent Yisra. So Mele, there is no malice. The Magnishne. So, there is Malkis. The Rambam Shittin is the reason why. So, Mishnah explains it. Because there are many Yisur, many Lav, where the Ikalav has reference to one thing. But other things are Mikha. So, then Malkis you only get for the Ikal Yisur that is implicit in the Lav. Not the other Yisur that is used to the Yiddish Achille in question. For example, if somebody eats the diamond sorbets, the Gemara says in Marcus, the Gemara says, he says, and it says in Chazoko that he is in the love of Yiddish Achille. But Marcus is not tired from the love of Yiddish Achille. If somebody eats dirty food, or with dirty hands, this is even old shots, but in the higher hands, so why not? Because he says, Pashtun call of Mrs. Sachin has reference to Eichel Shkotzim and Muslim. Then the Pashtun call, but the Chachom introduced from Mrs. Sachin to other Shkotzim, like in the Gaini Sobeins, or in the Mashin Kotov, so he says they have old shots. But that's not the mechanism of this act. Because Pashniko implies that he shouldn't eat Shechter, the Russian Scots. So melee, Malkus you only get on that Israel that is implicit in the tradition, not on the other Israel that are included in this. Another issue. There's a lot with Sashki Seitzel. If you tear down an eight smacha, shut down the tree, the fruit tree. If it's not for a purpose, there are hashfos, the arena is hashfos, which we have no. What the Gemara says, that if somebody is jerei, a king, God in the Hamase, in anger, he tears the bellet, or breaks the tail, sometimes the person is angry, he kicks it, he glass and he drops it on the floor, in the heat of fuel. He's either alive, of Lokashis. Our case is not coming. So the Rambam is coming to say the Kashis. And he's a king of the because the Pashim call, the Pishim call, implies that you're not allowed to tear down this mark. But the Holy deduced from this classic other Ashkos school. So it's not an Ikarisa, so you don't get Malkis. So Melee, the Pashtim call, the Ikarisa of Meyechal and Seichal, is the Anuya of Achille, not other Anuyas. But it's Ikhal, other Anuyas also. So Melee, since it's not an Ikarisa, so Melee, you don't get Malkis. And then, the Ramban again, the Ramban again, it's another Pashtim, Monarchy. If the Kabbalah Satorah is to Asar Achil, to Asar Bishop, so you have to support Rav. But Hanoi is not also independent. Hanoi only emanates from Israel. Why did the Torah have to mention three times with Asher Tibachalim? Let the Torah mention just two laws. And one law with Asher Tibachalim, another law with Seichal Tibachalim. So then we know that it's Hanoi too. And at all, there is no superfluity in the Torah. Why does the Torah have to mention two psukim? The Torah could have done that in two psukim. One law being formulated in terms of Mishpatim, 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 and in this sense, the Torah could have said, so then we would know Hanoi too. So the Torah wouldn't have to mention two psukim. So that's another question that I'm not asking. So he says, because the Torah wanted to advise us another Allah. The Apostle of Chol didn't challenge their Chachalosan, and challenge their Chamosan Zosa, and his high Malkis, by others who didn't challenge their Chachalosan, his Potter, challenge their Chamosan, challenge their Chachalosan. And by the Apostle of Chol of his high Malkis, even if he challenged their Chachalosan, suppose he eats meat that was cooked with milk while it's boiling hot, and he didn't enjoy it because he burned his throat, his heart. So by showing him, if he eats the veila, let's say, while it's hot, and he doesn't enjoy it, he's not high. He should be down for us, he should be down for us, but that was the whole of his high. If the Torah had mentioned two laws, one law, with the passion of the following in the Mishkot. Another law in the system. I would know that Israel is awesome because of the Bakhtiris Aloha, but then I would tell you that what is true of other Israel, Shalit Barachilosan is not awesome, but it is true of Oslo. But the Torah wanted to advise us that by Oslo Holov, it's also in Shalit Barachilosan and it's high power. So that's why the Torah was forced to formulate it in the Milah rather than in Tula. So anyway, so the gist of what Rambam is saying is that even though that we suffered love, but in view of the fact that Bishul the Torah and the Aser there and that is implicit in the fact that there is more than one love of Bishul. One love of Bishul in Mishpatim and another love of Bishul in Kisisol. So Melee, it's a riot that Bishul is also and Nachil is also. But then last, Nachil is also, why does the Torah express it in terms of Bishul? The answer is because the Torah tells us that the Torah is so marked against Nachil that even the Bishul is also Nachil is also. Is also and even though the Torah doesn't formulate it in terms of Seichal Tibachalim, so that's for a reason, because the Torah wants to advise us that in Shalikida Rachelosan is also, if the Torah formulates it in terms of Achille, Seichal Tibachalim, then I would say that the Rachelosan is not also, but the Kavone of the course of the Post is to Asar Achille and to Asar Bishul Yitzir Achille. And since Achille is Osea, so, and even though the Achille, the Yitzir Achille is not formulated in terms of the Yechol Yisrael, but since there is an extra love of Yitzir Achille, so it's considered as if it had been formulated in terms of Achille, Mimele, the Babuis Aloche of Kolmok Mishnah of Yechol Yisrael, applies here. But in regard to all other Yisroel, there is a certain aloha of the Achilosan. But here, seeing the Torah didn't explicitly express it in terms of Achilosan, so even Shalit the Achilosan, he still also has his high points. That's the Rambam, the Rambam.
Yeah.
So for Mao, it was very marriage to be she positions up. Because some of the she is very comfortable. But then to Mao, he just went to over and ignore it. And you know, we discussed we should cover a lot of ground. Ignoring is not difficult. The only thing is, the clothing, the British are very precious. The young people that cannot know it, so that's what makes it a little comfortable. It's not difficult. So we should be prepared after the next mission, whether we cover it after the next mission.
Shir Dalit in Basibu Khalav by the Rosh Hashiva Chav Gimel Tavis Hei Tav Shem Mem Zayin
July 20th, 1987 on Monday. And the Rambam passes that the Rosh Hashanah more that for Bishul is chayev, for Achille is not chayev. For Bishul is chayev because there is no Yisachal Nisa. For Achille is not chayev because of Yisachal Nisa. However, the Rashbo, the Chidush Rashbo, and whom that should do, and the Rashbo in their surprise, by his gimel, so and the Ram in Chidushi Aram, that of the Zion, now Suge, so they passed him that he is hired for Achille also, because Yisachar Lisa, but not Yisachar Lisa in general, because it's an Isabesi, and the Rambam in the poet says it's not an Isabesi, because the Yisachar Noe emanates from the Yisachar Achille. Masha'im king, the Ramban is about mitzvahs, Sheir Sheini, that Kofei there, and it's very long in the Sheir Sheini Ramban. So the Ramban says that he's hired Malkis for Hanoi also, because now, how about Malkis for other Yisurim, let's say, Hidanoshe, Kovit Mandoma, Hidanoshe Yosef Hanoi, the Ramban doesn't say, he only mentions the Zvacholov, so it could be because the Zvacholov there is a special art. Masha'im came, they should have the bearing, Pesachim from the base, mentions the name of the Azorua, that for every Hanoi, the Yisuri Achille, where it's also Hanoi, most of the Yisuri Achille, so there is a special Zeus Akosu, the Sweet of Hanoi, like the Bearing, Chayfe, and so on, Chayfe, but where it is also Hanoi, let's say according to one Tame, in Anoshe, so the Azorua says there is a few of Malkis, for a new year old. Alright, now, Mason, Hamivashim, the Mecholov, Pop. Now, what is Mecholov? So, Rashi says Mecholov Mishi class. Now, what is Mishi? I don't know, but some of the posts can say, I'm not evoking old French, that Mishi is way. In other words, the less viscous portion of the milk that remains after the cheese is curd. So that's the way. So, and completely is also mashi. That may hollow means way. Because the Suramiike do kuser means mine de helbe adela. That's way. So that's the difference. Masha'im king the Rosh, he says that way is human the chalva. Way is chayav. He has been of cholov. And what is may cholov? Not way. Not is human the chalva. Is human the chalva is way. That's the issue. So the Rosh says that may hollow that this water does not have enough hollow is the water after you have the whey. If you cook the whey, so then there will be the watery element of the way we were made and the food we made. So that is Nihal. So the watery portion of the way, not the way itself. So it's a machlekes v'shemim, and the Mechaber says yeshem here. Semir misur lechorbe is not mechor. That means there is a kishites, in other words, the roshite. But Rashi and Teis v'shite means that mechor is mamish way. Alright. Now this is very important, because especially today, because whether way is a din of cholov or way does not have a din of cholov. And even according to Teis says that may cholov means way, so it's potter, but isuramiik, itishaya, I mean, I don't know, I didn't find it mentioned, that when we say isuramiik, if we assume that may cholov is way, so then there is a raya that also lechu bosa b'kuseach, and kuseach is misina d'chelpe, so it's a raya that is also mashein kein according to the Rosh, that way is mamesho, is chayav too, and mei cholo, that is poter, means the watery element of the way, maybe it's not even also, I don't know.
I think the Achronim. Yeah,
it could be. I'm saying I don't know. I mean, I know it's discussed, but you see, if we say that may cholov is yirid chelve, then all the shaming say it's us. But according to the Rosh, it's not such a Rosh Hashanah. I know the Achronim say, but it's not a Rosh Hashanah. I didn't see it in the shaming. I know the Achronim discussed, but I didn't see it in the shaming. You have to look it up in the near, I mean the same thing, what is Chayla, what is Chayla, because of Elisa, Chal Elisa. So here it says, how people are Elisa, how come is Shebishlon, the whole of Chayla. So the same thing would apply to Shebishlon, Chayla, or the day of Shebishlon, the whole is also Chayla. So there's the Kashi, again, Mandoma, who says that he's Potter, he's Potter, so it says, Hai Tamin Shalva, he's a whole of Elisa, he's a whole of Elisa. So in other words, so we can explain this of Alisa, he holds that this is of Alisa, or as most machines appear to explain it, not that this of Alisa in general. Here it is amazing because there is a Nisa Anoi, because most of the Cholov involves a Nisa and Nisa Anoi. So Mele, so it's amazing, that's why it is of Alisa. The Rambam says it's not this amazing because the Rambam pastors like the Mandoma. Like Mandoma, that Amvashel, that Hoeichel, Boso, Nivelesh, Nisbashel, Bilho, is Poter, and why? Because Nisachal Nisar, because amazing, so the Talmud says, because it's not an independent Nisar, the Nisar Anoe, it emanates from Nisachel, but according to Mandoma, who says Chaye, so he holds, even though it's not an independent Nisar, it's not an independent Yisera, still is considered it's amazing, or maybe that Mandoma holds that it is an independent Yisera. According to the Rambam, maybe that's the machlekes between Rabbane and Rabbas. So it can be explained in two ways. The Mandoma who says, Rabbane says Leike, and Rabbas says Einoike, and the Rambam passes like Rabbas at the Tenor. And why? Why is Inuit, why is it different than Chilat Mutoshi? Okay? So there it is amazing. Why is it amazing? Yeah, because he has not an independent visa. So why does Rabbame say that he is like, yes, it can be a cause. Rabbame can be explained in two ways. Either because Rabbame holds that even though it's not an independent visa, and it's based upon Rabbame's law, it still is amazing. As long as it involves an extra visa, even though it's not an independent visa. Or the pshat is, whereas Rabbase holds that it's an that it's not an independent visa. Also, Rabban holds it is an independent visa. The way the Ramban says that it is an independent visa, it's not based upon Rabban Boyes. All right. And then it can be, you see, later the reason as to why the Ramban and many of the Shemim are really come Ramban, and they say that Rav Abu's halacha has no application, it's not that why because of the cholol. So why? Because of the cholol, the Yisar is not formulated in terms of Achille. It's in terms of Rishul, and the reason as to why it doesn't agree is not because of Rav Abu's halacha, it's because we have a special law. So that's only true according to the Tanya who learns how the Yisar Achille because of the cholol. From the fact that they are three psukim of Lissabash. So one person corresponds to Rishu, one person corresponds to Achille, one person corresponds to the Zemri. But there is one mandola, one Tanu, who shouldn't see, who learns how the Yisra Achille was of the Holo from the Sefer Kol Teivo. So, and the Sefer Kol Teivo is formulated in terms of Achille. So, really, according to that Tanu, everybody will agree that the Yisra Achille emanates from the Israelite, because Kolmokin Shemalir Bolisefu. So the machlekes between Rabban and Rabase could be on that question whether the Israelite because of the Holo is based upon the three psukim of Lisibashu. So Mele, the Israelite, the Israelite is an independent Israelite. Or it's based upon the Sefer Kol Teivo, so then it's not an independent visa. So maybe, so Rabban who said, like, so he holds that it is based upon the Sefer Kol Teivo. And Rabase who says, like, he holds, Rabban who says, I'm sorry, Rabban who says, like, holds that it is based upon the three psukim, not like the Rambam, I mean. So, Nadalagam is based upon the three psukim, so Mele it's an independent Isa. If it's an independent Isa, so it's an Isa Mesit. Mashenke Rabase who says, Eineleke, he holds that it's based, he holds like the Tane, that it's based upon the Sefer Kol Teivo. If it's based upon the Sefer Kol Teivo, so the Isa Ramoye emanates from the Isra Achille because of Rabu is Aloche, so Mele it's not Isa Mesit. It's not Isa Mesit. So it has to be qualified, prepared for Kabbalah's Tumi. How is it qualified? And it becomes Mukshal Kabbalah's Tumi by mashkin, moistening it, but not every word, only shiva mashkin. So ma'in is, of course, one of the shiva mashkin, the towel is one of the shiva mashkin, and cholo is one of the shiva mashkin, and yain is one of the shiva mashkin, and chenen is one of the shiva mashkin, and dam is one of the shiva mashkin. So the shiva mashkin ma'makshir ha'nechel li'kabonis kumeh. So one of the shiva mashkin is cholo. How about me, cholo? How about Meicholo? So Meicholo Barein Cholo. Meicholo Barein Cholo. So here, even the watery element in the way has a din of Cholo. Because here it's not a question of Cholo. Cholo per se, because it's not only Cholo. Shiva Mashi. Cholo is one of the Shiva Mashi as well as the one.
Why don't we just say Mechalitim like mine? Not like mine. Why don't we just say Mechalitim like mine?
Alright, I said that. Not worried. So here it's like Cholov, because here, this is what I'm saying, because here it's not a question of Cholov in a strict sense. Cholov is like is one of the Shiva Mashkim. And mine is also one of the Shiva Mashkim. So Melech, that's what I mean. So Meicholov has the same thing of Cholov, because here it's not, it doesn't have to be technically Cholov, because the other Mashkin too, and let's say, and Tal is also a Shiva Mashkin, and Tal is mentioned separately, even though I mean when the same power of mind, that's the same thing, still it is listed as a separate meaning of the Shiva Mashti. So here too, since it's a union of Shiva Mashti that has a Shem Mashti, so Mechon also has a meaning of Mashti. So that's what the Shmokish means. Omar Shokhi Shalash Razwayna, the Bishu Bosu, the Cholo, 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 הפיר במייס אמר על סיני קיימץ את סבוס את החול וחל על איבא דינמי אם בי של חילת בי חול אבל מרבי דינתי לחל על כל מיסורים היית אין לנו סבוס את החול מיסורים מסך הליצה אם נסב לי כמן לא מראה מסך הליצה את הרגילי דיבו עדיין את החול בעצות הזויים וחול את נחמשתי תרחסי בתפתחס מן החול בת השקיים so יואל יואל Sisko, military, mind shawl, all of the son of a. So, in other words, that means Holof puts one to sleep. Holof puts one to sleep. So, and since the Pasuk says, Batashkeo, so it's a riot that Holof has in Shem of Mash. The Amei of Mash does not Nazaisi, Amei of Kishemen. כי שם אני כמה שיוציא משני שמונים אין לי עוד בקע פעד נאו איי תוק עבור בחלי בימי אין לי עוד בחלי בימי בחלות פה זה לא אחר בניים So the Torah spells out Bosor Di, it's special Di, he is the Bosor. Bosor Di, Bachalei Ime. In other words, the Chalei of also Di, the Hollow of Di. So suppose the Hollow is not a Di, the Bosor is a Di. But the Hollow is the cow of milk, not the disease milk. Or of the land, the roche, the Hollow of the roche, the night. So let's see them. There is a very long rush, very long rush. It's unusual for rush. I don't know of any other rushes that rush is so violent as here. It's unusual. I mean, rush is the biggest in Katsia. Rashbam is in Katsia. But Rashi is usually big in Katsia. He's big in Katsia. But here, he's unusually not. Let's, because this more has to do with Roshes. So Rashi tells, in order to explain the Roshes, he has to mark. Otherwise, we won't be able to understand him more. Because these other more less, so you can understand the Hasvara, but when it's a question of the, when it involves the mechanics of brushes, it's not child, you can't use any logic, you have to know the problem, and there's no logic. It's all Xerosakosos, I mean, how we dash in the mechanics of the brushes of the Mishakimers, and that's why Rashi is so mad in this Guadimor. The Cholo Bimei, the mind say, only on the Cholo Bimei, Karina Reis, Eis, that if the Cholo is a goat's milk, but suppose it's a cow's milk, it's a lamb's milk, Talmud Lema, yes, so we say, Talmud Lema, the Cholo Bimei, I mean, we didn't go with Olima, we should go with Olima. So, all my Torah from Chalei Yimei, Chalei Yimei, Chalei Kol Baruch, Ma'ayim Ha'ol Kalei Chayimei, U'ma'ayim Yimei Shalim Yisrael, so the Gemara starts mentioning the Kalei Chayimei, in other words, that superficially it appears that we can deduce it through the Kalei Chayimei, we don't have to resort to a special Zazakos. But then, the Gemara points out that even though superficially, at the very outset, appears that we could use this aloha to recall Hanya without recourse to a special Dhamma Kosho. But our awareness is not like that. We have to have recourse to his Dhamma Kosho. In the Kalahenya, we couldn't reduce that is higher even in the whole Torah. But at first it appears that without recourse to a Dhamma Kosho, we could reduce that is higher than the whole Torah. I'm a Kalahenya. My name, Shalines, whom we be our boy. Now, Kalahenya. A Kalahenya means that we reduce a cow from a homo or a homo from a cow. Now here we are reducing a homo from a cow. A homo from a cow. So in other words, so we could say that without recourse to the circumcision, we can use we call the hanger of a homo from a cow that is higher than the four of us. My image shall be necessarily there. Because Cholov Ime vis-a-vis Cholov Po and vis-a-vis Cholov Roche is a lenient together, even the the sour, the deep together with the whole thing, which are in key to each other. They are very close to each other. Why? They are very close to each other. You are allowed to be now be a one upon the other. So that's relatively calm. So the relatively calm-like of premise, the relatively lenient premise, is subject to be self, Vishnu, Bhasabi, Holo. So the relatively holo premise, sound be together with holo pro and holo proche, should certainly be subject to the Israel Bishop. Kalahed, a homo from the Kalahed. I'm the Kalahed. My English lesson, our boy lesson in Mishule, told the Rochel that is the homo item, the homo premise. She is the Gaboy, because they are not so itchy together, they are not close to each other. So she has the Gaboy, a din she is the Mishule. In Din Shenes Women Bishul, in other words, because when the Torah asks Bosh the Holo, it means that the Torah asks Bosh the Holo because Bosh of the Holo have two meanings that are opposed to each other. They are conscious. So Bosh of and Holo, even of the same species, of the Gdi, where the Bosom is the Gdi, and the Holo is the Gdi, but since one is Bosom and one is Holo, so the Torah asked the Bishop, yeah. Suppose you have, so even of the same species, where there is no Israel, so it's also an account of the contrast between the Bosom and the Holo, even the relatively cow item. Calm in the sense that they are akin to each other. So, come the Hamel, when the bosom and the hollow of the two countries are combined, when the bosom is of the deep and the hollow is of the power and of the ochel, when they are not akin to each other, they are different meaning, you're not allowed to make them together. So that's more humble. So Mele, that certainly should be subject to the Yisrael of Bosom. I'm calling my English Nesunda Boye, so it's Kal. Nesun Bishul Pomov, Nesunda Boye, so it's Homo. And he has some Bishule. So it appears without precaution, Kalahaita. Kamulele Chaldim, see now in Kashi. Why do you have that recourse to a Possit, Malom, Niko, Haasile, Omarab Ashe, Mishin Vikal Mina, Mikola, the Dine Pilk. You couldn't deduce a Kalahaita. Why? Because it's a Pilk. In other words, Kalahaita means you deduce a homo premise, a homo item, from a Kalahaita. But if you have a Pilk, and you can point out that the so-called lenient item is not so lenient. In one respect, it is home. From the so-called home item, so then you don't have a kalahena, because kalahena is based upon the fact that one item is relatively calm, lenient, the other item is relatively home. But if you can show that in certain respects the so-called home item is lenient and the so-called lenient item is home, so then you don't have a kalahena. It has to be one premise has to be completely lenient cow and the other one has to be completely home. But in certain respects the so-called home item, the Dovar HaNilman, the Dovar HaLomet, is cow, whereas the Milame is homo. So then you don't have the Kalahaina. So here we have to appear, you should be to learn the Kalahaina, and here come Isis Lomi Ine. So you assume that Ine is completely relatively cow. Now Ine, no, it's not completely relatively cow. In one respect, it's cow. It's not about boy. But in one respect, it's more humble. Shachin has from the Bishrita, he said his name is Ishkat in Yonah. Tina the Pogo, that you call relatively humble, Why is it tamo vis-a-vis me? Because it's osha ve'avoye, but it's muter b'shrita together. So in mele, it's not completely homo. Even on a relative scale, it's not completely homo. In one respect, so on a relative scale, it's a homo item. In another respect, on a relative scale, it's a homo item, so there's no color. So in mele, the kalvachena is important, so we have them because there's a course of kalvachena. So this kind of pilche is called a pilche of kula lechomre. Kula lechomre, because the Gemara will mention another kind of pilche, the pilche kodem, all right, we'll discuss it when we reach it. But this kind of pilche is not a pilche kodem. This is a strong pilche. A very strong pilche. It's a pilche of kula lechomre. Not the Rashi. Now we can go over the whole class. In the Lachad make in the reins. Tam lema mi koshen in the Chaladine. Di mai sel ribuye kol chokol behi mo teiro. The high time in my soul of Yishmuel. In Cholozochos, what bad of Kash? How can we deduce from the second post of Chaladine, Chaladine, that Chalapo and Chalapo is also subject to the opposite of the cholo, but this extra evil of chalabemo is needed to learn out that cholab zohar and cholab shruto and cholab tmeyos. So is potea, as the Gemara said, before Shema Shmuel said, and that could be given. That's the kash of the Baruch Kash. So Rashi did the test. This time it does not take leave with Shmuel. So it says, the high time of the Matzah to be Shmuel, the Chol of Zohar, the Chol of Shkuta, the Chol of Neo, the Mirchat Kro, the Mirgubinaki, the remix is not words, we don't need in the Bible a superfluous person to learn, to be advised that the Chol of Zohar is Potter, the Chol of Shkuta is Potter, the Chol of Beimot Neo is Potter. That is implicit in the Pshitish of Mitzvah without any Turing. So why? Because the image, the Torah says, even if there hadn't been any extra ribui, just one person, which is Bashar Diba Chaladine. Chaladine, the mother. So what does the mother mean? Mother? Isochal is not the mother. Isochal is the father. So we don't have to resolve any people. So it's implicit in the tradition without any ribui. And also, a shkuto cannot be mother. A shkuto cannot be mother. So you can, a shkuto you can perform as a zirgan, yes, but not later. Mother means herself. So to be a mother in a natural way, that it couldn't be. So the image is the way shkuto, the lizocho. And then, Leo is also implicit in the tradition mitzvah. Not because of aim, but Dixie, he is a payoff. Though Dixie, who be payoff in story, he got more later as a payoff. But I'll call for him another payoff. The image mayor, we have the unitoy. So the mele, this tunnel of the pricing, the tunnel of this pricing, does not apply the clear psuchi of color email to advise us that Cholozochor is potter, that Cholozochor is potter, that Cholozochor is potter, because all these alohes are implicit in the finish of it from without them. According to Shmuel, we have the recourse to Ribuim, but according to Tanakh, Price, we do not have the recourse to learn out these alohes. We can learn out other halachas. But we can understand how it's not fair, but we don't care, we don't care how we toil. Tilkach, lehocheos, so these psukim can be applied to any halachas. ubdi mashmalei didavke. And the Tana of this braise holds, because then there's another question. When the Torah says di, does the Torah, because sometimes the Torah will mention one behavior, not that this behavior got. This behavior is, I mean, sorry, called over shoulder the cloud, the yotam na cloud, little lami lasmi yotam, lami la cloud, kuba yotam. So we could see, and there are certain numbers who hold that when the Torah says di, it's not so. The time of these rights of homes, that the pshat of D is of the traditional Mikhov. So D means D. D master is D down. So Mele, Psachayo does not come and show behavior, it's not only Psachayo. But even show pain, it's not indeed. So I'm not implicit in the tradition. So maybe, and if we say, so show pain is arosea because of an extra posit. And if chayo is also arosea, it's also because of an extra posit. And if chayo is not arosea, because there is no extra posit. But the traditional mitzvah of D means D. If D mashmal D dafke, Psachayu shoveinus, so Psachayu is a controversial thing. I mean, it's not like it's annoying whether Psachayu comes within the Isalmos of the Holo or not. I mean, according to Rabbi Yisrael Levi, so it comes within the Isalmos, according to Rabbi Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yehes, in the Chilte, Parshat Mishpatim, it comes according to Petra Shite. So according to the Rabbonon of the Mishnah, and the Kama of the Mishnah here, in whom it comes. According to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't come. But Shobehemes certainly comes within these other people. But according to the Kama of this Christ said, why do Shobehemes come within the Israel of Pasuk Cholok, because of his special people. And indeed the Tana of this price agrees with the Shita of Venus and the Shita of Israel. Really, the Kai also comes, so it's also because of his special people. But it's not implicit in the traditional Mikhov of the. The traditional Mikhov of the is limited to the. Yes, what is it?
Doesn't Rashi imply that the Tana of this price holds like, not like Rabbi Akiva?
That's right. Yes, it's much right. Who turns it off? So, Psachayu Shomayim is in the Israel after the Yisuke. These feelings, the Hakim Mashma, after the Egel, they're assuming that the Tanur of Christ agrees with the Sheet of certain Tanoim, that the traditional Mikhov D covers every day, not just the D. D is just an example of a day, of a day. So then, these the Hakim Mashma, if the Jewish only called the D, covers every day, so then the Jewish only called the May also covers every Holocaust, because it's in the Yotik D, so whatever connotation and whatever scope the D has. So the Chaladini also has long and boy Holocaust of Achel and Inexi who come on the Mashmal and Yisure the Limute Chai Vei Limute Chai Vei Hanimile. So how can Rabbi Akiva being made from the extra D's in the Torah, from the D in the Sisal and the D in Re'ei. So, how can it be made high Re'ei? But, it cannot be made because we need the extra D's in the Sisal and in Re'ei to be advised the Nisa of Bosa the Holo, we Gabi Poro, we play also. So we don't have any extra Yisu to be my Chayre. So he says, that's how he is Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that the Pshuti Shomi Kovdi covers not only thee, but every day. Every day. So Malayla, we cannot say that the reason as to why the Torah mentions in his Yisra and Esther thee, and the third thee in Rei is to advise us that we are Mechuyeh for Bosa the Torah, even for a Poro and the Clay. So Malayla, he is able to reduce to be my Kairos. That's Rabakive is Christ. And Rabakive holds that the Pshutish only called B of the one day in Mishpoti covers, not only B, it covers everything in Torah and Yitleh also. So Mele, we have the next posse of the D, this is on the D. In Rei, so it's a mute, or it's called it's a mute. How will the man be mastered? It is that key, Luis Freer. So we don't need, we had the Mashmoyes Yahoo, the Ashkenka, or Kiveli, come on, Yoma, so be man. Alright, or Asher, we shall put our hand up. Mikoret dine, mitchilas hadin, shtone, ma ime ishalo, nes ho ime beavoy, nes ho ime libishu, zei chilos ishal kolachem. So Rashi is marachida again, because otherwise we become confused, because we know it emphasizes the expression mikoret dine, mitchilas hadin. Why do we not have to say mikoret dine? Because sometimes in the Gemara we use another expression, seita. But here the Gemara uses the expression chilasad. Mitchilasadim, tome my nation as in the Bahway. So the lenient premise in Ime is relatively calm because the Gnolisahway has the humre, so the relatively calm item has the humre of being Gosalish. Zei chilosish kofim. Vyesh lahakshis. Malime, so Mele, so there is a Pilkan is covering. The Yish Akis, Malime, Shachines, Holy Shochin, so there is a Pilke and the Trilasadim, the Trilos is all covering. The Yish Akis, Malime, Shachines, Holy Shochin, Necho, Uloch and Loch, and Kovane, the Pilke, you should become a Makshal Seifadim. What is the Seifadim here? That, Tor of the Bochel, Shenes, Holy Bachel, that is Seifadim. So, look and look at the coordinate position for the match of the body. Can you start a safe paper of boxes and our boy? A indigenous and the beach of the paper. Be more your match in November 10 with me to fear. She knows when the bad boy will nest for in the beach of a fatal of the Tammy out of the rocket, then it would be peer house safer. But here the peer is our cousin. Alright, now. So there are two pshotim. The first pshat on Rashi, which Rashi rejects because Rashi is kashis, and then a native pshat, which Rashi accepts. So what, let's see what the first pshat is. Chile Metzo. So Tanido. The Chale Dimei, the Chale Dimei, the Chale Dachin, Sikei Ominai, Anisha Maiti. That's the first pshat in Rashi, but Rashi ultimately rejects the Hanya Paul, that Achin Sikei Ominai's Paul. In other words, so whereas in the first Raise that we just finished, discussing, so what, how is a Poro referred to as Poro? Here, for some reason, the Tanya of the second rising, he doesn't designate it by the term Paul, but by the term Mahisan Devani, because it's...
Did we learn this?
What?
Did we learn the Gemara on this rising? Did we just go with the Gemara?
We just learned. So, Achaisi Deva Minayit, Anisha Mahit, Ibrahim and Paul, Achaisi Deva is a big sister. Shehi, Yehi, Behemo Kameza, Shehi, Behemo Kameza. Our new good wife, the wife of Paul, big sister, because it's bigger than a goat, you see, than a deer. So that's why in Paul, he calls a big sister. Umhai called Gutendosh. So, from this passage, he doubts. In other words, from Chalevine. So, like the first price said learns out Chalapo from Chalabemo, and the second price learns it out from Chalabemo. But the only thing is different terms, the terminology is different. In the first price, the Tane uses the Russian behemo and Kohen. And the second price, instead of using the terms behemo and Kohen, he uses Achizdeva Achizdam, in other words, big sister and small sister. But it's the same thing, the Nisha and the Nisha, and just different expressions he adopts. V.A. to naturally, but there's one, not a difference. So one difference between the first rising and the second rising is in the usage of the terminology. In other words, the first rising has one terminology, Paul, Ochel. The other rising, second rising, has another terminology, Chizidila, but then there's another difference, like that. That's a semantics difference. That's not a real difference. But there is another difference, a substantive difference. In other words, according to the first price, so we learn out Paul and Rochel from one person. According to the second price, we learn out from Chalavine from one person, Paul. And Rochel will learn out to another person, or vice versa, as the more will try to say. But not both Paul and Rochel from one person. Now, according to the first rise, coming the first rise, we learn out Paul and Rochel from one person. Why only Paul and Hudo? Because when can we learn out Paul and Fred from one thing, if they are mummies the same, they are knowledge, they're similar. But if there's a difference, so then we can't learn out both from the same person. So what do we learn out? So we learn out what? In other words, at which one? So he says, because the Paul has a divergence, has a two-point divergence from the Paul. A two-point divergence. That's the two-point, a double divergence from the. First of all, in other words, it is Mohammed can be in a twofold way. It's homo. It's relatively homo vis-a-vis be in a double way. One way in which it is relatively homo vis-a-vis be is because whereas the halab be is and the be and the bosom. So it's lenient because it's mutabavoy. It's the same in mind. It's mutabavoy. You are allowed to to mate a mother bee of colony child. It's the same thing, there is no result of the hemtecholis of the line, but a pole with the deer and about me. So that's one aspect of Humre that our pole together with Basav D has as against Halab D with Basav. That's one divergence. Another divergence of Humre is consists the Chode Nesu in Babwe, the Chode de Nichneses in a Yili Sasa. Our Bokheu she Nichneses in a Yili Sasa, the Maise of Boko Vitzinks, the whole Tzinki Mashma, we knuckle in a Shetel Oser in a Bibish, the Baser Shetel Oser in a Bibish. In other words, this is very important discussion. Maybe with this Rashi will be able to answer the Kashi is asking against the Shemaitish. That's why it's important, because Kashi is a very strong Kashi. We'll soon see, anyway. So it's very important. In other words, when you learn how the Kalachim, or we learn how to hear the whole item from the Kalachim. What is the whole item? What is the whole item? So, according to the first rise, we learn how the whole item, Chalav Behimo and Chalav Ochel, is one. So, Chalav Behimo and Chalav Ochel, together with Sal D, so Chalav Behimo and Chalav Ochel, together with Sal D, is a whole item, vis-a-vis Chalav D with bottom. Why? Because why is it a homogite? Because it's also Baboy. It's also Baboy. Machine chain. D with D is not also Baboy. So it's a linear time. Now the second time, the time of the second price, he learns out. We call him only Chalav Behemo from Chalav Ime, from Chalav Ime of D. Why so? There, it's a homo item in two respects, not only in one respect. You see, Chalav Rochel vis-a-vis Chalav Ime is a homo item in one respect, but Chalav Behemo vis-a-vis Chalav Imei is a whole item in two respects. One respect is because it's also Baboy, and the other respect in which it is homo, that you cannot join them in Maizabeim. There is a Chiyuv of Maizabeim. So the Chiyuv of Maizabeim applies to Boko and to Tzor. In other words, if you have 10 cows, so you have to bring them into the stable, and then you have to lead them out, and the 10th cow that comes out is declared as Maisa Behemo as they call. If you have 100 behemoths, so you bring the 100 cows into the stable, and you lead them out one by one, and the 10th one, you make a mark, Kadesh, it's my Behemo, the 10th one, and then the next 10th one, the next 10th one. And so you have 10 Behemos. So that's my Behemo in Boko. And then you have my Behemo in Tzeir. If you have 10 goats, so you put them in the stable and you lead them out, and the 10th one you call. Yeah. And if you have 10 lambs, 10 loins, so you also bring them into the stable and you lead them out to the 10th one. Suppose you have 5 cows and 5 goats. Can you join them? No, you couldn't join them. So it has to be 10 cows or 10 goats. Suppose you have 5 goats and 5 lambs, you can't join them.
You can.
So in other words, these are my Behemo. So go and lemons are considered as one meat. Cows and lambs, cows and goats are not considered as one meat. These are nice animals. You have to declare as nice of animal each the tenth one of the cows. And the tenth one of the goats, the tenth one of the lambs. But goats and lambs can be joined in mice of animal. If you have five goats, five lambs, you place the five goats in the stable, the five lambs in the stable, and then you lead them out of the stable one by one, and the tenth one, whether it's a goat or a lamb, doesn't make any difference, is considered nice of animal. Yes.
Is this a few or is
this is a question. Yeah. Of course it's a few.
This one
you have to clear them. You have to take off my domain.
So it's not that you can't join them, but you have to join them.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to combine my domain with
the new I mean, you don't have to do it. Suppose you have many, many goats and many lambs, so you don't have to join them. But say, if you have ten goats and ten lambs, so you can put the 10 goats in the stable first, and then you put the 10 lambs in the stable. But if you want, you mix them up, I mean, and you put in first 5 lambs and 5 goats, and you lead them out one by one, and then you put again 5 goats and 5 lambs in the stable, and you lead them out.
Okay, if you'll do it separately, then you have 5 and 5 left over. But they were all in there.
You have to put in 10 babies in the stable. But suppose you have 20 sheep altogether. Sheep is the correct term that includes, say, goat and lambs. Say. Say means both. D means a goat. Tlev means a lamb. Say means sheep. It can comprise goats and lambs. So suppose you have 20 sheep, 10 goats, and 10 lambs. So when you have a slice of bacon, you can do it in various ways. You can pay the place in the stable. First, the 10 goats are produced, and lead them out, and take off slice of bacon from the goats. And then you place the 10 lambs separately, and you publish by surveying your friends. If you want, you mix them up. First, you put to the stable 5 goats and 5 lambs, and you publish one behemoth, one of the sheep. We call it behemoth, one of the sheep as nicer behemoth. And then you take another 5 goats and 5 lambs, and you put it in the stable, and you publish nicer behemoth again. Why yes?
Okay. So what we're saying, I don't want to jump ahead, it seems that what we're saying is that since there is let's say you'll have 35 sheep and 35 goats.
Yeah.
And you'll do the sheep separately and count up and take off 3 and you'll have 5 left. Then you'll have to do the goats and you'll take off 3.
Yeah, 35.
3 out of 35.
Yes, so you take
then
you
have
the unit from the 30 lambs, right?
Right, you have 30, okay. 35 lambs and 35 goats.
So what did you do?
You have 5 left over?
Yes. So first you just put in the stable 35 lambs, right?
Right.
Okay. So you took off Mike Behemoth of the 35 lambs. So 3 lambs is Mike Behemoth.
Yes.
Now we have 5 lambs left. 5 lambs left. And you have still 35 goats left. So you put the 35 goats plus the 5 lambs in the stable and you lead them out one by one. And you are matching 4 behemoths measurement.
So
it might be the total 4 will be lambs and all the 4 might be goats, I don't know how it will be, you know, the way, I mean, that's a matter of chance, you know. What is it?
There's nothing chance.
What?
It'll be
what do you say?
It wouldn't be by chance, of course.
Not calmness or not. Okay. No, you mean by calmness.
Nothing more. Mm-hmm.
My own question basically was, if you have these five left over, but you still have five that's really the same name, is it called that you made a hafrosha from those five, or you have to put them in again?
Of course you have to put them together. But you can't put in five, you have to put in at least ten.
Right.
If you have only five left, you wait till the next five comes. So you have the next five. All right. So Rashi says it. The chukom in Abdin, the way you will not only talk to Rosh and according to the second price, you can't learn how to recover him now, call a thought to Rosh from one person. But only one. The question is, which one? So, this is not that we should learn how the one that is more relatively common. That the only one that is more relatively common. So in other words, Chalav Toro is relatively homo vis-a-vis Chalavine, and Chalav Tle is relatively homo vis-a-vis Chalavine. But which one is more relatively homo? Chalav Toro, because Chalav Toro is in a twofold way relatively homo, whereas Chalav D is only in one way a relatively homo. This is what God is saying. So, Bokal in Nichna, Simatin, Sasa, the parents, Pirin Basra, the prayers. Why is it that a poor cannot be joined with a D in Maisalayim, whereas a prayer can be joined? Because the Torah says, Mokhisa, the whole Maasi of Bokal the Ten, Bokal comprises cow, but a chain comprises goats and lambs. The sheep. So since the Torah refers to goats and lambs by one term, so mele vis-a-vis goats and lambs are one. They're not one mean vis-a-vis the Israel of the Antichol is a via client. They're not one mean. They're allowed to make a D or Kani lamb. They're allowed. Because they are two separate names. But vis-a-vis my slave, so the goat and the lamb are considered for me. Now, let's hear it. The washing. Tiny dog, Halavim, 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 that is relatively calm. She knows him immediately, Sassy. Nestle in the diesel. A haze day, Paul showing you can see the Sasa is relatively homo. So in the diesel, Nestle in the diesel. So in the relatively calibre, he's subject to be subject to the homo. So the relatively homo item is certainly from the way of the Halabine. So again, why do we have the three calls? Because of course, Halabine just the Kalahina won't be called Asley. All my Tabashim, she could may not be called in the Pilchen, the Kamayim from Ime. Malime, Shakanes, and the Bishkite. Tima Bach and Sidera, Shamanes, and the Bishkite. Talmayma Bachalavime. Now let's hear Rashi. Umayim, she never come in the moon, in my set of Minoi. יאַפ פיש איך נאָר דאָ איך וויל די קאָנעקט צו די ליער די סאַצע די גאַנגע וועלע די זיך שנאָס אויף די קנעסע אין דעם יום די סאַצע די שאַדאי מי ניק מיט דעם סאַצע די קאַנגע די פרייד איז גאַד איך יאָב שוין איך קונן איז די האב מיי זעלב יאָב שוין שוין איז קול און ניק מיט זיין די ליער די סאַצע דאַ פלאך איז שו ווי דאַ ווי איז שו נאָר אין אַ פלאך האָב קאַ קאָסט מיין לייס פון די דישן am reis deel op toos in de gnes van de galadine gewoon die zeer de weer kon hallo om mijn schapen toos van die werkelijk ממנו יהיה מים סייר תכון את מלוד בישורות. אשכון, that's the המשך, the continuation of the point. אשכון אחרי סידי לו, אחרי סיקטנו מנעים, now according to the first shot of Kasha. So what is אחרי סידי לו means פה, and what is אחרי סיקטנו mean? רוחק. So אשכון אחרי סידי לו, אחרי סיקטנו מנעים, how do you know that you're not allowed to be Vashir, Psa'abdi, Bihofre. How do you know that? So far we know from the verse of Kosovo, of Chalabine, that you're not allowed to be Vashir, Psa'abdi, with Chalapo. How do you know that you're not allowed to be Vashir, Psa'abdi, with Chalapre? Achistaminai, Asibinai, Hei, Tasing me, so Malime Shahines will be shrite. Now let's say, you deny it, Mehime Mahesi Delo, in Adfuli Mamotino, or Bime. Now, once we know that there is a Nisar of Boss of the Hollow for Gabib, and there is a Nisar of Boss of the Hollow for the Tasakosu of Kamaladine, of Po. So then the Sakhir still we can learn out in being enough from Imei and Po. The prayer also comes with the Nisal Basal. The Minaya me Imei Umahir still maintain. Taste me, imagine, shall we nestle me now? Come ahead. Because Dine is relatively calm. There is no itself convoy. Still, even though it's so close together, you're allowed to make them together, it's one mean knowledge. Still is nestle me, bishu, achisik tano. You're not allowed to make the achisik tano in play, and it be. Shinesu Rabbi, so they're not so close. Any being, so it's more humble. Any being, Shinesu Rabbi. So Mali Imei, Shinesu Rabbi Shrite, so it's not completely on a relative scale, lenient. In a certain respect, it's humble. Shinesu Shrite, so Achizidilatechia, Mashaimpi Achizitano is not also bishchite, maybe it's not also. So then I say, achizidei l'techiyah. But achizidei lo, he does not have the chumre of being nesrin and bishchite. And still, it's subject to the isa of bosa b'cholot. So achizidano, even though he doesn't have the chumre of being nesrin and bishchite, should also be subject to the isa of bosa b'cholot. Mal achizidei lo, shalom yichasinu l'dil yisase, שלים מתחייך, בכל פרד נגוי לי מתרזה ולא לי מתרזה, אז עכשיו יש אתם, שיבוסו בוסו משהו בכלו, אבל אני יודע חזיתנו שיבוסו בוסו משהו בכלו. Now, this is a matzah. What is the mechanics of the matzah? That is, one should remember the mechanics of matzah, otherwise you don't really understand any more that involves the discussion of the mechanics of matzah. A matzah like say, so we say every day in the morning from Shmuel, the price of the Shmuel, the first, the end.